Hey, welcome to Amaze Sauce Podcast. So today I wanted to talk about the Mandela Effect. The Mandela Effect is where a long time ago, some people believed that Mandela had died in prison when he hadn't, in fact, because he I think it was in 2013, they found out he had died after being South Africa's president and all that kind of stuff. And anyways, they believed he had died in prison. Well, so did a whole bunch of other people. And so they coined the term Mandela Effect. And that's basically where something that you believed happened didn't happen. And there's all kinds of examples of this, like, for instance, a lot of people believe that Febreze is spelled F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E, and it's actually spelled F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E. So Febreze, Febreze instead. Anyways, so a lot of this has happened, and one of the biggest known things is the Bernstein Bears. Well, it's actually spelled Bernstein instead of Bernstein. Lots of people around the world remember it being Bernstein and not Bernstein. So anyways, I get into these big things where I think about all these things, and I start thinking about, well, if this has changed and it's not really what it was supposed to be or what I had in mind, what does that say about my life, you know? And I start thinking about, well, is my life even real? Am I even in reality? What is reality, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it's a crazy thing to think about, how multiple dimensions and multiple parallel realities exist, and what does it mean to go from one parallel reality to another? Well, one person I was watching on YouTube believes that when you switch parallel realities, you actually die in the other parallel reality, so you transfer to this parallel reality. I don't know whether I believe that or not, but it's certainly something to think about. But it is so crazy, all the theories we have going on today in the 21st century. You know, Terence McKenna said we'd come to a singularity where everything was happening at once and everybody knew about it, you know? And that's what's kind of happened, is we've gone into a singularity where everybody is contemplating everything, and everything is moving so fast that we don't have a grasp of what reality is anymore. And I think that's true in the sense that we don't know what reality is, because it's so ever-changing and there's so much going on at once. And, you know, this reality is what we're stuck with. But we don't know what actually is reality. For instance, Elon Musk and all these top billionaires are trying to figure out what actually is reality. And, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson, he was interviewing this researcher. And this researcher said, according to string theory, that we have found code in the matrix, in the fabric of reality, in the fabric of space, you know. And it's just something that is mind-boggling, and that you have to really realize is that in no way does it affect you, but it does affect you in so many ways, you know. For instance, it doesn't affect you going to the store and buying something, but it affects you in your what is actually going on, you know. And when you start to think about these things, it's just truly mind-boggling. You have to be careful with it, because you can go off into the rabbit hole and never find your way back, you know. But anyways, that's what I wanted to talk about today, and I hope you're doing good, And please subscribe to the podcast, and I'll talk to you later.